Over 100 years ago, archaeologists discovered the tomb of Egyptian pharaoh Tutankhamun. This included King Tut's undisturbed mummy. Several members of the discovery team suffered untimely death shortly after, and the myth of the mummy's curse was born. Scientists believe the team of archaeologists may have been exposed to a toxic fungus growing in the tomb. Now, bioengineers at the University of Pennsylvania say that same fungus could help fight cancer. More from WHYY's Nicole Leonard.
A fungus called Aspergillus flavus is one possible culprit for causing lung infections in the archaeologists and the mummy's curse of illnesses. The fungus releases toxic spores to fight off threats, which makes it good at surviving in nature for long periods of time. Biomolecular engineer Dr. Zhue Sherry Gao and her team at the University of Pennsylvania wondered if they could harness those toxins to benefit human health.
We test for antibiotic to kill bacteria. We also check whether it can kill fungi for yeast infection, for example.
But Gao says Aspergillus flavus didn't work as an antibiotic or against other fungal infections.
Then we were thinking about, okay, how about cancer cells?
Here, they were more successful. After modifying the fungal chemicals to enhance their cancer-fighting abilities, researchers discovered that the new compound killed leukemia cancer cells at a fast rate.
Very comparable with currently anti-leukemia drugs on the market.
Gao says that's just within laboratory conditions. More testing is still needed. But she hopes it's a promising start to finding a new cancer treatment and giving a fungus that once had a pretty bad rap a new purpose. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.